Palestinians insist that they will not accept a security plan proposed by the US regarding their conflict with Israelis. A member from the Fatah party of acting Palestinian chief Mahmoud Abbas has told Press TV that anything detracting the sovereignty of a Palestinian state is rejected.
We want to implement the resolutions of international legitimacy, and we will not accept any solution that will detract from the sovereignty of a Palestinian state that includes East Jerusalem as its capital, the West Bank and Gaza, that will not be manipulated with an Israeli military presence.
The plan was proposed by US Secretary of State John Kerry during his latest trip to occupied territories on Thursday and Friday, the second such visit in less than a week. Under the proposed plan, Israel will keep military presence in a future Palestinian state along its strategic border with Jordan.
In general, the United States plan is a security one, and it is for the service of the Israeli security. It's for the Israelis, not for the Palestinians.
Acting Palestinian chief Mahmoud Abbas has rejected the US proposed plan. Sources say he also presented Kerry a letter laying down what Palestinians have called red lines. Yet Abbas is facing growing criticism over the continuation of talks with Israelis. Critics say the talks must be halted as long as Israel pushes ahead with the settlement projects on occupied Palestinian lands and continue aggressions against Palestinians. Although Abbas has rejected the security proposal outlined by the US, Palestinian political factions are now calling upon Abbas to end the negotiations and to take other methods against the Israeli occupation, as they say the US is siding with Israel. Nell Burton for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.